Anybody else. Amen. The Bible says, when one suffers, what happens? It's dealing with intercessory prayer. You know, God is kept putting number one, intercede, intercessory prayer. Amen. So I said, you know what? If God's going to deal with me a lot about this, I'm going to look into this. Amen. So it's our hope today that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, by the time service is over, you're going to want the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you haven't been praying in the Holy Ghost, by the time service is over, you should want to pray in the Holy Ghost. Right? Because the Holy Ghost is the only thing that reveals future events to our souls. The Holy Ghost is the only way we know how to pray, because the Bible says we don't know how to pray as we are. So when you pray in English, that's what you think. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, that's God praying for your needs. Can I say hallelujah? So we're going to read Romans 8 chapter, starting with the 24th verse. Amen. We're going to read verses 24 through 28. How many really want to make it to heaven?
Amen.
Well, how many want to make it to heaven?
Amen.
All right. If you want to make it to heaven, whose directions do we have to follow? God's directions we have to follow. So in going to heaven, we have to follow God's directions. Now, does God's direction give you the permission to say, well, I don't think? Because the Bible says, when a man think of the thing he knoweth it not yet as he ought to, and then they wait there, seem it right on all your presuppositions and thinking. Seems like it's right. But the end are the ways of death. We come to church so we might have life, and then we might have it more abundantly. Well, why do we come to church? Lord, teach me thy will through thy word. So we come to church to hear the word of God. Why? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing not by your husband or wife or your best friend, but by the
word of God.
So our faith is increased when we hear the word of God. Is that right?
Amen.
So what happens to your faith when you stay home week after week after week? And you don't hear the word of God. That's the Bible. Amen. I already prepared for a choir church. Verse 24 reads, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which did not be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Then after he's interceded, now we always say, and we know, yes, there's some condition that happened before we know. A lot of people say, we know. Well, how can you know if you don't do what God says to do first? Then after you pray in the Spirit, after you allow the Spirit of God to pray for you, after that Spirit prays for all of your needs, and you surrender over to God, then you say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Lord, we don't want to leave out of church the same way we came in if we were in trouble. Lord, we don't want to leave out of church the same way we came in if our minds were confused and we needed direction. So we ask you to send the word to direct our steps. Lord, send the word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so that we can do and be what you have us to be. Lord, give us a mind today to receive your word. Realizing that it's able to save our soul. Lord, give us a mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, just to hear your word to hide in our hearts, that we might not rebel or sin against thee. Now we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and you may be seated. So as I said, the Lord was dealing with me all week about intercessory. And we all know intercessory prayer is a lot of times when you're praying for the needs of others or you're praying for your needs. But if we go back to the 26th verse, it says, likewise, the
Spirit.
The Spirit is what? The Holy Ghost. So we're going to say, this is why it's important to have the
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. This is why it's important to pray in the
Holy Ghost.
Why? The Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Now, infirmities are not just external weaknesses. Infirmities are internal struggles. All of us have some struggle on the inside. Amen. And let me just run through the struggle. Let me get to the next part. It says, for we know not what we shall pray for as we
are.
So why do I need to pray in the Spirit? Because you're praying for this, and that's not the real issue. The real issue is on the inside, and then the Spirit making intercession for you according to the will of God. Well, what is intercessions? Amen. I'm not going to go over that yet, but in verse 27 says, and he, who is he? God. Now listen to the picture that's being painted. It says, likewise, also the Spirit of our weaknesses. Your weakness is different to someone else's weakness. But that weakness is not manifest on the outside, it's on the inside. Because when we look at everybody, you look beautiful, you look handsome, you look all of that, but there's some turmoil. Do we have some turmoil on the inside? There's some turmoil that's a weakness. There's some turmoil that when nobody is watching you, you're crying and pleading, how can I get help from this situation? I'm tired of being like this. That's an infirmity. That's a weakness that's on the inside. So you're praying for a mind to do this, but the Spirit says you don't know what to pray for as you are. So we pray in the Spirit, amen, and when we pray in the Spirit, it says, and he that, who's searching the heart? The Bible says, hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the what? So the Holy Ghost is where? In our heart. So who's searching the heart? The Holy Ghost. So when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, now listen to this, in the Holy Ghost we know who? God. So when we're praying in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost in us is praying to the Holy Ghost above us for our needs. How can you lose with the Holy Ghost praying to God for you? Because the Holy Ghost is God's Spirit. And just to let you know, we're going over it a little later, the Holy Ghost is not just God's Spirit, but the Holy Ghost is also Jesus. Because Jesus said, yeah, in a little while I'm with you. He said, I go away and I'm going to come back and I shall be in you. So the Holy Ghost is Jesus. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what the Spirit has been interceding for you is. That Spirit has been interceding for you. When you get down, I'm not talking about, you know, we do a whole lot of sleepy prayers.
All right.
You say, ouch. We do a whole lot of stargazing prayers. We're moving our mouths, but we're not in tune with God. I'm talking about when you get a hold of God, and you're like Jacob when he began to pray. Jacob said, Lord, I'm not going to let you go to you. That's intercessory prayer. That's when you get a hold of God, and your mind is not out in left field, and right field, and down in Georgia, if it's me, Ohio, Louisiana. I'm not talking about your mind is displaced when you're praying. Puerto Rico, Jamaica, we got Liberia. You can't pray and your mind is somewhere else and think God can help you. When you pray, you got to bring your mind where you are. So you can't be all scattered mind. Jesus said, men are, that's a command from the Lord. Men are always to pray. Because if you don't pray, you will what? Faint. So men are always to pray and not to faint. So he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Why? Because he maketh intercessions according to the. So the will of God is not what you think. Amen? Because because God already spoke to me. When I pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost, before I get into this a little deeper, the Holy Ghost is unique in this sense. The Bible says, no man understands when you're speaking in the Holy Ghost, unless he has a witness, right? No man understands how when you're speaking in the Holy Ghost, how big he's speaking their mysteries. Well, when you pray in English, everybody can understand you, including the devil. So what the devil has been so wise and shrewd in doing is getting people to say, well, I don't understand why you got to have the Holy Ghost. Why? Because as long as you're praying in English, you understand everything you're praying about. And because you understand what you're praying about, he said, I know that's your problem. I'm going to put this in your face. And because it's in your face, then you can't get to God because you keep praying in English. But when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the devil's like, I can't take that. Because when you're praying, you can look good, everybody will admire you, and guess where that car is going? You know, sometimes you say you're sick and you don't even know you're sick. That's like an infirmary. Something's happening in all of us right now and we don't even realize. So when I pray in the Holy Ghost, God said, I already see this is trying to get you there. So I'm going to preempt this. Before it can hit you, God said, I'm going to intervene. What the devil meant for evil will take you out. God said, I'm going to turn around and make it for good. Now we're talking about intercessory prayer. Are you all with me now?
Yeah.
Well, how can you have intercessory prayer if you don't have the Holy Ghost?
All right.
Amen?
Yeah.
How can you have... Now we're talking about when the Spirit of God is in you praying for you. Now, can we go away intercessory? You know, if God puts something on me, I'm going to find out what it really means. Amen. Now, I know we all have our thoughts for what it means. But let's see what intercessory means. The word that Paul uses for intercessory, I'll spell it for you first. Amen. And then it's a Greek word for intercessory or interceding. It's Hooper, H-U-P-E-R, N-E-N, Tug, T-U-G, Channel, C-H-A-N-O. That's a big word. Hooper and Tug Channel. That's a, did y'all write that? I'm gonna give it to you one more time. All right? H-U-P-R-E-N-T-U-G-C-H-A-N-O. That's what intercession means. So now to understand what that big word means, we need to break it down into its parts to get the picture. Are you with me? So Hooper, the H-U-P-E-R, means on behalf of or the protection of. Hooper. That's the first part. It means on behalf of or protection. So when your interceding is on the behalf of or for the protection of. Alright? Then N means to rest in or rest on. And the last part is tokeno, which is a verb them. Now this makes a beautiful spiritual portrait, but you can't get it unless you break the words down. Amen. So what it really means is this: the Spirit falls in us for the purpose of providing rest and protection. That's what this section is.
Amen.
The Spirit falls in us for the purpose of providing rest and protection. So God when you're interceding, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, God comes in and he's going to lift your burdens.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to another favorite scripture of ours that we quote. Now, remember, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, what God does, he's coming in to lift your burden. He's going to protect you and then he's going to give you rest.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
That's what interceding means. So when I pray to God, in act and all essence, I'm not doing the praying. God is doing the praying. Because the Spirit makes it intercession. So when I'm praying to God, God is in me, kneeling beside me, and praying to himself.
Yes.
To reveal future events. To reveal some self that's in us. Amen. So that's God. So who's doing the work? God is.
Yes.
But you still have to yield yourself as a vessel. Recharge. Anybody need recharge? We all need recharge. I'm going to try and get it all in a few minutes. Amen. So when you don't pray in the Holy Ghost, guess what? The inner man takes over. Well, what's the inner man? Those are your infirmities. You know what most of our infirmities are? Our infirmities are the things that infected us before we got in the water. Before our sins were washed away. Those are our infirmities. So now you don't, you haven't been praying like you ought to pray. Then all of a sudden you say, well, what would I get saved for? Because I got the mind now that I had before I got saved. The fault's not in God. Your infirmities and all that stuff that has a record on your soul. That your infirmities are all those impressions on your soul. Now that you're saved and you haven't been praying, they are now beginning to manifest themselves. So I know that the same struggle you had before you got saved, now you got that while you got saved. The fault is not in God, the problem is you're not praying. You with me? Yeah. You ever talk to somebody sometimes and you finish talking to them and say, I gotta pray. Honestly, I gotta pray. Because they were in places I don't even know. They were speaking stuff I didn't understand. I didn't even understand it. You ever, sometimes you talk to me, all you do is stare. Honestly. Then they say, I got an altar. Thank God. He goes somewhere and pray. You know why you gotta pray? Because they just put some stuff on you like, what is that? You know why? Because stuff that was before the water, they just resurrected it. Well, how they resurrect it? Because if you don't pray, your spirit man will take a backseat to your carnal man. When you don't pray, your carnal nature dominates. When you don't pray, your carnal nature rules. So Paul says, when your carnal nature rules, the things that I would not do, I find myself doing them. The good that I would not do, I find myself doing them. Paul said, Paul, you are the apostle. How are you doing stuff that you should not be doing? Because I find a war in my members. I find a fight in my body. yoke. I said, what's the big deal about a yoke? We ain't talking about a yoke of eggs either. Right? Not no yoke of eggs. Yoke is when you bind two things together. Right? In the Old Testament, it was a yoke of oxen. That's when they bound two oxen together. So what happened was when one guy leaped, the other one would take over. When one was on the wayside, the other one would take over. When the weaker one tried to go out of the way, the stronger one would make it go straight. So now what Jesus said, now you and I, we got to be in a yoke situation together. So you're going to come unto me, I'm going to give you rest, but you can't get it unless we're yoked together. That means we're tied together. So now when you get weak, he said, because we are yoked, when you're yoked, that's what you can't go where you want to go. You ever see oxen when they're yoked? I don't care how stubborn the one is, the one that's the strong one said, you're going to follow me. So Jesus said, now you're weak, right? You have an infirmity. The only way I can help you is you got to be yoked with me. That means death can't separate us. Now when you're yoke of God, he said, my yoke is
easy.
Somebody said, I've been carrying this weight all along. That's the problem. God can't carry that yoke. God can't carry that burden. Why? Because you're not yoked. So when you get weak and go astray, guess what you do? Keep going astray. But when you're yoked with the Lord, listen, you got to get it. When you're yoked with the Lord, the devil will be coming to you. And God said, and they're coming to me.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that somebody will mind your places. You yoke into God, God will be right back with you. But when you're not yoked into God, your mind your places and it keeps on. Then you find yourself in a horrible spiritual condition. And you say, how did I get here? Because you weren't yoked. Come unto me, all you. Touch. As long as you're one with God, the devil can't sway you. You have to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Jesus told me, he said, if I don't go away, the Holy Ghost can't come. Then when the Holy Ghost comes, it's going to lead and guide you into all truth. Right? And then when he says, he calls the Holy Ghost a comforter. Isaiah says, comfort ye my people. Right? So now at the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, it's also, if you go to, don't go there, but look at the references, look it up in your first spare time, because my time is running out. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. All right? That's 1 John. The advocate means a comforter. The advocate also means an interceder. So we're not supposed to sin, but if by chance we do sin, we have a comforter. We have an advocate that's going to plead our cause. And in Greek terminology, that means you have a lawyer that's representing you in heaven. That's what an advocate is. That's what the comforter is. Amen. So Jesus said, in order for me to send the comforter, I got to go. Why? Because that comforter is going to be your legal representation in heaven. Why? Because how do you know the devil is an accuser of the brethren? And he's going to always bring our faults to God. But Jesus said, I am your advocate. So even though God is wise. He said, that's your legal attorney. And he's in heaven. So even though the devil wants to take you out, Jesus said, remember, my Father, I was in the same body name with him, so I was in the all points, like as they are. That's why God took on flesh, so he could experience what we experience. He said, I was tempted in all points like as they are, yet without sin. He said, I'm in touch with all the feelings of the air, the weaknesses, right? So because I've been in that weak state, I know what they're going through, so now I'm going to the Father about those weaknesses. Even though the devil's trying to destroy you, you can't do it, my Father, because I went through those infirmities. Right, but you have to have something that can help you. Verse 28 of Isaiah 40 said, "Hast thou not
known?
Hast thou not
heard?
That means
everlasting God.
What is it? The everlasting God,
the Lord,
the what?
Creator
of the ends of the earth.
Faint
not.
Thine
is he
weary."
God said, "Listen, you got to come to me with your problem, because I don't faint and I don't get." I don't get weary. But the next verse says what? He giveth what?
Power.
Well, how do you get the power? When I pray in the
Holy Ghost.
When I come to God, I get
power.
He giveth power unto the
faint.
And to them
that have no might.
He will what?
Increase their strength.
Increase your strength. Somebody said, I'm getting weaker. You're going to the wrong source for help. When you go to God, you can't get weaker because there is no searching of his understanding.
All right.
He gave power to the faith.
Yes.
God will bring you through. I'm weary, I'm worn out. God will help you. Say,
yes.
Even the youth shall faint and be
weary.
Don't you keep talking about this faint and be weary? As we all stand, we need to wait on God. We need to learn how to intercede in prayer. Well, why do I need to have an intercessory prayer? Because you don't know who to pray for. That's yours. The scripture says, if you pray in the Holy Ghost, God will direct you. God will put you in his arms, and he will protect and keep you. It's so important today, the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, seek the Holy Ghost. Amen. Baptism in Jesus' name and being filled with the Holy Ghost is so important because that's your escape clause. The Holy Ghost is what helps you. Now listen, as we all stand, I know everybody got some stuff they're dealing with. I got stuff I'm dealing with. But I thank God for the power of prayer. Because prayer don't have to change anything but me. Prayer changes my outlook on situations. So even though it's dismal, it's not the greatest, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for things that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? So Lord, you've been promising me this for a long time. I'm waiting. I'm going to stand still. I'm not going to move. I'm not going to do anything until God blesses me. We need to be still and know that he's God. Remember intercessory prayer. If God in you, pray to God above you. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, God's going to be together again.